Next patient is Elijah Walker. The last name is W-A-L-K-E-R. First name E-L-I-J-A. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white male patient of Dr. Betsy Wood that is referred to the office for evaluation of the kidney function. Period. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. He was diagnosed 23 years ago, and he had also a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. In the early 2000, the patient had a myocardial infarction, and in 2019, the patient had a chest pain that prompted him to go to the hospital. A cardiac cath was done, and at that time, a coronary artery bypass graft was recommended. The patient was transferred to Winter Haven Hospital, and surgery was done. Ever since then, the patient has been in very stable condition. Period. This patient has been evaluated with a microalbumin creatinine ratio that has been normal. The protein creatinine ratio hasn't been done. And the blood sugar has been pretty well controlled initially with the administration of metformin. He was happier with metformin than with the administration of glimepiride. However, the blood pressure remains under control. The urinalysis failed to show activity in the urinary segment, and Another factor that is playing a role in the whole clinical picture is that that Mr. Walker is a Vietnam veteran, was exposed to Agent Orange, and had a traumatic injury in the right lower extremity with an amputation of the limb. All this stress, I'm sure, is playing a major role in the whole clinical picture. In conclusion, I think that the patient has CKD stage 3A with a creatinine that is between 1.2 and 1.4. We then estimate a GFR that is between 50 and 55 mLs per minute without a selective proteinuria, period, which is adequate for him. The patient must have some degree of nephrosclerosis associated to the diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, Agent Orange, stress, aging process, period. Number two, he has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 119 over 70. Following number. Diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The latest hemoglobin A1C 6.3%. one of the number of hyperlipidemia. At the present time, I agree with the current management. I am going to return the patient to the care of Dr. Wood, and if she considers that I should reevaluate the case in the future, I'll be more than happy to do so. Thanks a lot for your counsel. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the lab, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.